in the air, center field. This should do it. Robles will squeeze it, and there it is! The Washington Nationals are National League champions! There will be a World Series in D.C.
Why does it seem that TBS, when they have the league championship series, always kind of gets slighted by the amount of games? That was over quick. Live television was pretty good last night on the streets of D.C., where you're not really going to see a lot of burning of cars and people celebrating. There's a little bit more security around the nation's capital. But there's the viral clip that is out there. How long have you been a fan? You know, when you have celebrations like that, or you see George, and I feel for our fellow media members, male and female, that have to do live shots in tricky situations with crowds. Oh, yeah. You never know what you're going to get. You get the drunk person, you get the belligerent person, you get the person that wants to commit something stupid that they get taken care of. They don't understand that you're there to do a job. They're trying to interrupt you or get on TV. And so that can be very difficult doing a live shot when you're trying to concentrate on, you've got the producer in your ear and you've got the anchors that are getting ready to throw it to you. But in celebrations after victories and things like this, when you put the news reporter out on the streets and people are celebrating, you get some golden stuff. And last night, a DC reporter, and it's gone viral, you know, you interview everybody. They might be drunk, they might be sober, they might have no clue what's going on. They may have in DC watched the Democratic debate over the ball game last night, but everybody's having a good time, so let's go out in the streets and celebrate. And so there's the viral video this morning of a local news reporter at a DC television station that asked a fan, how long have you been a fan? And they said, since today. But rejoice, Senators fans. Before the Senators moved to Minnesota, the Expos show up in DC, and now, for the first time in 86 years, they're going to host a World Series in Washington, D.C. I mean, this is, they never won a series, never won a pennant, and all of a sudden they're playing in the World Series after going 19-31 in their first 50 games. I know this is a football show, but at some point we have to address two things that I think should be getting more attention surrounding baseball. One, the baseball is clearly different compared to the regular season, and the Tyler Skaggs death of the Los Angeles Angels earlier this year, and the report coming out now that was first released on Saturday by ESPN's Outside the Lines about an Angel employee and others knew of Tyler Skaggs' opioid use. Either they provided him with drugs or used drugs with him. I don't know why that is not a bigger story. That seems to be a huge story. But it's kind of the timing of it. You have the league championship series are going on. Maybe it's not getting as much run. When Joe Maddon is officially announced as the manager of the Angels sometime today or tomorrow, maybe it'll get more attention. But I know it's a football show. I just had to get those two things out there. We may circle back to those. Welcome back into the Gary Sharp Show on the 16th of October. There's George. I'm Gary. Hit George up with your mailbag questions today. George at 1620thezone.com. Anything goes, as I've come to know, it usually is. Wild stuff, angry stuff, personal stuff, hypothetical stuff. Maybe now questions that are spurned by my comment about going to see a concert where you want the group just to play. Some groups, like when I saw Springsteen for the first time, I kind of wanted Springsteen to talk. You know, Zac Brown Band, all right, name drop here. They're good friends of mine. They like to engage with the audience. Some groups you want to go see, and I'm sure you're the same way, George. Some groups, when you go, you just want to hear them play music. Just play, give me 2.5, 3 hours. Tom Petty was like that as well, the two times that I saw him. He would talk a little, he would play a lot. Garth Brooks, on the other hand, yes, I've seen Garth Brooks in concert twice. He's the kind of person that wants to engage and play his music, and he usually ends up playing like 3.5 hours.
No, you're totally right. There are some artists where all I want to do is sit there and just listen to you, just listen to the songs. And we were talking about this during the break. A band like Guns N' Roses, you don't need the banter. because in that banter with the crowd, maybe two or three songs could be fit into that banner, and my favorite song might not get played, and then I'm upset. Amazing Daniel, actually, just hit us up on Twitter, said it was an amazing show. He said, better show than I think most people probably expect from them 30 years on.
That's kind of what I heard.
Yeah.
That the voice sounded okay. The sound sounded, I mean, they sounded really good. They've been on tour, and this tour is the third highest grossing tour in American history. And they've been on tour for two plus years. But yeah, because that was my worry when we were discussing Guns N' Roses and being in Lincoln and you want to go is, man, what if they don't sound like the Guns N' Roses you're used to? But it sounded like they were great last night at Pinnacle Bank Arena. So thanks to everybody that has chimed in, that went. We hope you enjoyed the experience on the Gary Sharp Show or 1620 The Zone. Quick email off my opening discussion about Urban Meyer and the Rob Gronkowski's, where maybe we want it more than they do. Any chance he waits for the NFL potential to reunite with Zeke? Kyle says, yes, I'm a Cowboy fan. No paper bag on my head yet. No recruiting, but not sure how the relationship with Jerry would be. Doesn't it seem that Jerry Jones, the last thing he wants to do is fire Jason Garrett?
Yep. Hey, that's clear as day.
I'm sure Urban Meyer would be a candidate. I'm sure Bob Stoops would be a candidate. And now Bob Stoops is in that town in Dallas as part of the XFL team. Would he look that route? Would Urban Meyer and his personality mesh well with Jerry? Would Jerry and a guy, if you hire a guy like Urban Meyer, or I don't know, let's use Lincoln Riley because he's the one that comes up all the time. Would Jerry Jones have enough where he could step away and let the coach be the coach, and he is the owner that has handed the keys over to the coach to go get himself the door that unlocks to find the Super Bowl trophy in? But when this season is over, Urban Meyer is going to have plenty of options. Options that you probably will never hear about, that his agent is fielding calls. I just think he looks really comfortable on TV, and he has fit in, and he's really good. And there's nobody playing Monday morning quarterback with your decisions. And like Kyle points out, you don't have to recruit. You also, sitting there, don't have to worry about how much cap room you have, and are you going to have a disgruntled superstar like Jalen Ramsey force himself out of your organization? Yeah. That'll be the storyline of the offseason. And it could happen sooner if USC gets themselves an athletic director and that athletic director makes a quick decision on Clay Helton. That job opens and all the speculation, and it's the big elephant in the room every time that Urban Meyer is on. All right, not a big elephant in the room, but a big guy in the room in Bill Moose. Let's rewind the tape. Let's go back to Chicago in July, when Bill Moose was there. Very few athletic directors were there at Big Ten Media Days, but I think Moose likes that kind of stuff. I believe they do have meetings, but he came down to the media scrum to kind of hear what the vibe was about Nebraska, to see some people and, you know, make the rounds with Nebraska media. He did interviews with every radio station that was there. But he had the media scrum in the hallway where he said six wins and get to a bowl game. And at the time, we did scoff, because that's the bare minimum. Granted, off a 4-8 season, but 6-6 bare minimum doesn't sound like a comfortable season. Well, 4-3 right now, with Indiana, Purdue, Maryland, Wisconsin, Iowa all still out there. Does 6-6 sound good? Would you scoff at 6-6 right now? Yeah, I think because you're scoffing at 4-3. See, here's where I'd be very curious. I'd love to hear from the guy or gal that predicted 6-6 or 7-5. I was on the ship that had the 8 people on. I had a nice little room that overlooked the water, but I was on that 8-win ship. But if you're being honest and you have proof, if you were 6-6, I would love to hear from you on why you thought 6-6 and why you thought Bill Moose was a genius when he said that. Now, when Bill Moose says 6-6 in the minimum is to get to a bowl game because you want those practices. Let's look at that for a moment. It is my understanding, after doing some investigative and work and asking a couple of people, that outside of the playoffs, the non-playoff games, the bowl games count zip towards your four. So everybody is fair game to play in a bowl game. That's a benefit. But as the season unfolds and the bare minimum is six, find a way to get to a bowl game. Let's spend Christmas, everybody, on 1620 The Zone's Dime in New York City at the Pinstripe Bowl. I'm sure that will not be expensive, finding hotel rooms in New York City. Or better yet, let's go back out to Santa Clara. And now, what is it, the Red Box Bowl? We can go out to Santa Clara. So we'll go to New York City or we'll go to Santa Clara. And do you get greedy and say, or do you say, whoo, glad to get to New York City in Christmas time, that I'm not here as a tourist, I'm here as a tourist slash football fan. So you make a bowl game, you get the extra practices. And while the practices are going on, Nebraska's recruiting because of the early signing period. But if this season is kind of going how it is, and you get to the finish line, and you wake up Saturday morning past Iowa, and you're exhausted, yeah, you got to a bowl game, and it was a bare minimum. You went 6-6. I know, tough to be greedy around here when the program's won 8 in the last 2 years. What are those practices like? If this is still a grind in the last 7 weeks, bowl eligibility, yes, which is a relief because you cannot go 3 straight years without a bowl game. But what's the roadmap look in December preparing for a bowl game in this season where you were thinking higher, got the minimum, and it was exhaustion to get to the finish line? But with what Moose said, and going back yesterday, because he addressed it, and he's stuck with everything that he has said. He's never really wavered, and you know he's made some big proclamations, just like his head coach, and they're not going to walk him back. They're just not. That's not their personality, and you wouldn't want them to. They've got to own it. Own it for the good, own it for the bad. But doesn't the athletic director, isn't he can say stuff like that and it's okay, right? Because he's looking long term. He's thinking 2020, 2021, 2022. He's the guy that signed off on a 7-year deal. We all realize that. Scott Frost didn't get a 2-year deal. He got a 7-year deal. So you don't need to tell me he needs time. We understand that. There's more to that that I'll get to as we roll along this morning. But the athletic director can say 6-6, and you can go, okay. Because he's thinking differently. The head football coach who day to day, week to week, month to month, lives it, eats it, breathes it, and it's on his dime, can't say at a place like Nebraska, the bare minimum is 6. And I don't think you could say that out loud with your players consuming everything you say, whether it's on social media or in the paper or on the radio or on television. You can't say that as a coach. Now, as an athletic director, you could probably say that. As a coach, you can't say that. So 6 wins is what the goal is. Can you get to 8? Not throw anything at me. I just asked that out loud. Can you get to 8? I'll just dial it back here. We're going to change. We're going to be real, George. That's what you say. What the open says, shock the system. Which we're not really a shock jock sports talk show. If we were, I would say Frost should be gone. How can you allow him to go through the bye week? We're not that.
No, we're not.
No. But in all reality, what we should be saying is people are saying 6. How about 5? How about find a way to get the 5th victory? Give me 5, and then we'll shoot for 6. Because the harsh reality is Nebraska football hasn't won 5 games since 2016. But I think when the athletic director says 6, that's different. The head coach says 6. Head coach can't say at a place like Nebraska when you have momentum and you feel good about 18 leading into 19, without getting into the heart of the season where things happen and curveballs are thrown your way and you're growing up on the fly, you can't say six when you're in a media scrum in Chicago. AD, yes, he's looking different. Football coach, he's living differently. All right, 10:46, take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll roll through some calls. Clinton, Darrell, we've got emails as well to get to on many of the topics that we'll hop on today. Well, also, there's the discussion that was in the crossover that we're going to continue and dive deeper into that will play a part in this season. Seven in, seven to go. The four-game redshirt rule. Who should hit it? Who should exceed it? Who shouldn't even attempt to put a game in the column? And get ready for 2020. We'll dive into that. Plus, we've got football tonight. Have you done any scouting? Do you pay attention to the teams in the non-con that Nebraska played? I mean, have you paid attention to Colorado?
Didn't they get their ass kicked last week?
They had trouble Friday night in Oregon.
Yeah.
But Mel Tucker in shorts won in Tempe. Yeah. Against a 5-1 Arizona State team. Well, if you remember those. Remember when the vibe was different and it was going into the season, Nebraska was getting ready to play South Alabama and things were all rainbows and butterflies and we loved everybody. Everybody loved everybody. And then the season unfolded. Well, if you want to check in on South Alabama, we got some Wednesday night football, South Alabama and Troy. Scott Chandley's coming up at 11:30, mailbag today. We've got fantasy football with Joe Bartle. Get your questions in for that. And Parker Gabriel stops by. It's all part of the Gary Sharp Show on a Wednesday on 1620 The Zone and 1620TheZone.com.